what? Okay. And then the big building behind the house where the farm equipment might be stored and so forth, that's the...
Oh, I said the equipment room.
Well, big building where the...
Oh, the barn.
Animal, pardon?
I call it the barn.
Uh-huh. And the building you store corn in would be a...
crib.
Mm-hmm. And a building for grain?
Grain, it'd be... Just for grain. Sallow.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word granary or granary?
Granary, yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do they use that word around here?
You hear it occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if an old farmer's got a granary.
Oh.
I said, what's a granary? Oh, said, that's where I got my corn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where I get my crust stuff, I keep it in my granary.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I never heard that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hadn't really, you know, I heard him express it. I said, yes, and that's the reason I quoted it. I think Curry.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had a granary. I said, what's a granary? I call it a silo or,
mm-hmm.
or storage bin for his rough good for his cattle. He called it a granary.
Mm-hmm. All right, and...
Don't necessarily just keep grain in it now.
Yeah.
That, you know, pretty glad.
What do you call the upper part of the barn?
The loft.
Okay, and what would you call, if you had too much hay to get it up in the loft and you put it in a cone-shaped thing in the field, that's a...
Oh.
I don't think they do it anymore.
Oh, cone shape.
Mm-hmm. With a pole in the middle.
Oh, what they call that. Yeah, they used to do that. You got the name for that?
Well, I just say haystack.
Well, I'm thinking about something else. Yeah, they call it a haystack with a pole in it. You pile of hay up around it, see?
Mm-hmm.
To hold it together. What's the one with that? I can't recall on that, really. But they call that something else.
Is a rick anything?
Rick.
What's that?
Well, you know, they talk about, it's not a rick, but on hay, they call where these roll, windrolls. They call them windrolls, mostly. It's what they're doing now. That's a new design they got raking their hay. They call them windrolls. They leave them in the field.
That's where you rake it up?
Mm-hmm. They got a big roller, a machine that rolls up. Oh, half big this room, they just leave it. And they cut it off and roll up in a big roll. Just leave it windrolled.
Mm.
And when I'm going to have windrow my hay today.
Mm.
And just rolled up, you may have seen a field, but that big roll of hay line, they call it windrow around here.
If you just raked the hay up in a pile, would you have a name for that?
Oh. It'd be a pile of hay, I don't know.
Okay. This may not be hay country.
No. I know it's not. Really.
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever see hay?
I call it a haystack, because that's what it's referring to, a haystack.
Yeah. Did you ever see hay with some sort of a shelter over it with four poles and a roof?
Mm-hmm.
Would there be a name for that?
I can't think of one. Of course, where they do that to preserve, they used to do that to keep it dry for the cattle to seed out of it, you know, keep the hay being wet and molding. But I don't know what to call it. A hay shed, I think.
Okay. Where would you keep cows?
In the barn or the pasture.
Okay. And where would you keep horses?
Same way.
In
the barn or pasture.
All right. If you wanted to milk the cows outside, would there be...
Oh, really? You call them stalls, you know, a horse stall or a cow shed. Generally, everything I've ever heard is a cow shed.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it's a stall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, a cow in a stall and a horse in another. Mm-hmm. Mule in another. Okay.
If you want to milk the cow outside, what would you call a little place where you might put them?
Well, I milk them. What I would call it?
Yeah.
The milk pen.
Okay. Did you milk them outside?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Ever hear that called a milk gap?
No, there's a reason for that.
Oh?
Jenny is not, the place in the stall is not Jenny good enough to sit down in there, sit on a stool to milk.
Uh-huh.
You really got your good spot. Mm-hmm. Or you call it a milk pen.
Did
a
you
milk
ever,
area.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap?
Yeah.
Is that used here?
Yeah, I've heard that occasionally. I haven't heard it ever used. I've heard it a long time. I've heard that a milk gap.
Hmm.
But only thing I heard, if I understood that right, on a milk gap was they were referring to cows on a crossover of a ditch, and they call that also